I'm Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel. The coronavirus has complicated in-person campaigning. So much of it is being done online. This means social media has the potential to become even more influential. Amber Wachowski is an associate professor of political science at Marquette University. She's working with Parish Papadla, a professor of marketing at UW-Milwaukee, on a project that's tracking the major issues engaging voters. I spoke with them about how more screen time and less FaceTime could impact this year's election.
You know, there's a lot of concern about the integrity of these technologies in the sense of kind of who's speaking when we are encountering information on social media. Questions about how misinformation might kind of propagate and spread across the internet. But the question about how our social media is transforming our electoral environment, I see it in a couple different ways. One is we have definitely seen in the context of social movements the ability for activists to kind of use these technologies to spread their message, to kind of mobilize their supporters. Some have called it this sort of organizing without organization. Whether we're thinking about these hashtag campaigns like Black Lives Matter or Me Too, and the ways in which they've really come up through the grassroots. At the same time, there's concern about the people who use social media. They tend to come from the more ideological extreme of the electorate. And there's this concern that folks are not really engaging in any sort of democratic deliberation, but they're just in their echo chambers. And that is hardening their perspectives, their views, in a way making them less tolerant of those, in this case, on the other side of the political aisle. And so in some sense, it might kind of undermine our democracy in some sense if we don't have a shared basis of fact and experience that we're all part of. In 2016, we had a lot of attention to whether it was bots and kind of who's directing these bots and trying to spread information on the internet, the role of Russia, for example, and trying to meddle in our electoral system. And so, you know, following this out, you know, in many ways, it's kind of like campaign advertising, where government tries to regulate, right, the spending of money, and what you get is almost like a whack-a-mole kind of problem, right, where you have us address one particular issue and then something else emerges. And it kind of feels like we're in this space right now with social media, questions, you know, going on not just about bots, but now questions about deepfakes and the ability for people to manipulate video, you know, and audio content, and not having an ability to really kind of check the truthfulness, like what is truth in this environment?
Since the normalization of using these tools in politics, what are some key things or changes that have stood out to you in the political sphere?
Well, I mean, clearly it has become a much more of a, what I would call a digital battle for minds than a traditional battle for minds, right? In the traditional process, candidates would go door to door, talk to people, meet people, understand what they're saying, tell them what they think about the issues and so on. That's the process, right? Now, with the digitization of the discourse and with the echo chamber that Amber was referring to, I think the one side effect has been the hardening of views that would be consistent with what I already believe. If I believe something, social media are feeding me what they think I want to see. That's making me much more hardened in my opinions. And so I think it had the effect of dividing us as a society, right? And politicians obviously are catering to that. So they know that people are going to want to hear what they want to hear. And there are tools to do that. And so politicians are also reaching out to people that they know will support them and telling them what they want to hear. So I don't know what the overall effect of this on our democracy is. And so that's, I think, the effect of the digitization.